I'm joined by Bilal Oghuz, who's 100 metres from Taksim Square. Bilal, what have you seen this morning?
Actually, about 8:30, the police vehicles started to intervene the people in the square, and about 10 people throw the fire bombs to the police vehicles, but they were bearing guns, police guns, so all the people sat back themselves to the park, the Gezi Park, and now it's quiet at the moment because police vehicles left the square. Their intention was to remove the square from the I don't know its English name for that word.
Banners, placards.
Pancards. Yeah.
So, are you saying that none of the protesters threw petrol bombs? Was it only police who threw petrol bombs?
It's only 10 people, but they are not actually protesters. They are civilian police. I mean, the hidden policies. Just to provoke people to attack police, but people didn't do that.
And you saw these people, these police?
Yeah. Yes, I've seen them.
So they were just deliberately trying to start trouble?
Yeah, actually they want to show protesters, violent people, to the media and to the people, I mean the public opinion. But all the protesters left the square and went to the Gezi Park, and they just set a theater, I might say.
And did you see what Prime Minister Erdogan said today? He was praising the police operation. What do you think of what he had to say?
Sorry, I couldn't hear your sentence, your question.
Erdogan has praised the police.
Mm-hmm.
What's your reaction to his remarks?
Actually, the protesters didn't care his words anymore because he is always provoking people. The protesters. At the beginning, he named us. Terrorists and looters, and 2 days ago he called us my brothers and sisters, and he again praising police at the moment, his last declaration. But for 15 days, Istanbul and all the other cities of Turkey are facing with the violent police brutality. The only thing I can say is that.
And what do you think is going to happen now?
Actually, as I see, police will not attack to the park, as the city mayor, Istanbul mayor, and the governor declared. I think and tomorrow, Prime Minister will have a meeting, we'll have an appointment with the representatives of the protesters. And I think people will wait for the result of that meeting.
What do you hope or fear will come from that meeting?
Our only hope and expectation is to accept our demands. That's it.
Which are what? What are your demands?
There will be no shopping mall in the Gezi Park, the first demand. And secondly, the violent police brutality will be punished, and there will be a questionnaire, investigation for that. And also, we can shortlist our demands in these two items. That's enough for us.
And if he agrees to those two items, will you leave?
Yes, Yes, most of the protesters we will leave the Gezi Park if these expectations are met.
And if those demands are not met, what will happen?
We will wait and we will defend our park here.
Okay, Bilal, thanks very much.
Thank you.